Welcome to the Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden has just signed into law a spending bill that provides money for the government through November 17th. The bill was passed at the last minute with overwhelming bipartisan majorities. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Bipartisanship, which has been the trademark of the Senate, has prevailed, and the American people can breathe a sigh of relief.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy needed help from the Democrats to pass the bill, which includes disaster relief funds, but not new aid for Ukraine. In a statement, President Biden said he expects the speaker will keep his commitment to the people of Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor discussing funding measures for the future.
Passing this measure, keeping the lights on, will allow us to return our attention to making headway on full-year appropriations our colleagues have been working on literally for months.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night.
1057 CFW. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 1057 CFW.
You, baby.
105.7 CFW.
Together.
These are the songs that made radio great.
Oh, so great.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and low in the upper 60s. Maybe a morning thunderstorm, then sunshine, hot and humid for tomorrow, near record highs in the upper 80s and breezy. Sunny, breezy again Monday, mid 80s. Currently, it's 66.
CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Union. This is 105.7 CFW.
Time.
This is 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW.
I think I'm turning Japanese. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
CFW.
Thank you. 1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Seven CFW.
Feel
1057-CFW.
CBS News CFW. Special Report. About 3 hours before a midnight deadline, the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan bill to keep the government funded for 45 days, just before a government shutdown was set to go into effect. CBS's Willie James Inman has the latest.
President Biden signed into law what's called a continuing resolution, or CR, and essentially that kicks the can down the road. It maintains government funding until November 17th.
More from correspondent Michael George.
On the House floor, we passed by overwhelming numbers the ability to keep government open for the next 6 weeks.
To get the votes he needed, Kevin McCarthy relied on Democrats to help push through his temporary funding plan. The package leaves behind aid to Ukraine, but it increases federal disaster assistance by $16 billion, in line with President Joe Biden's request.
If there was a shutdown, more than 2 million active duty and reserve military troops would have worked without pay. CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.